Welcome to the Growth and Jams podcast. My name is Saul, and I hope you like the episode today. I just want to preface by saying, I'm really excited to do this. I've been wanting to do this for a really long time. It's probably been in the works for about 2 years, but I finally found some time in my schedule to consistently release episodes and consistently put out new content. I'm really excited. The way these episodes are going to go is they're more so going to be just me bringing guests on, having them tell a little bit about themselves, some of the hard things that they've been through, and how they've grown from those things, and how they've developed as a person from those mistakes or from those challenges that they've faced in life. Basically, to impart their wisdom and their advice on other people so different people don't make the same mistakes. I also want to mix in with these episodes weekly or bi-weekly music reviews, where I will basically do in-depth reviews of the albums that are released from the prior week. But that's just a brief rundown of what the format of the podcast is going to be. But for right now, let's go ahead and get started. Just as a brief introduction, again, my name is Saul. I just graduated from the University of Texas at Austin. I'm going to be taking a gap year before I pursue law school next fall. I decided with all this COVID and a lot of my mental health going down the drain that I wanted to take a year off, find some peace, do some things that fulfill me, really get my ducks in a row before I decide to make that leap into my career and into the giant endeavor that is law school. I guess to start, I want to start by sharing my own story, sharing some of the things that I've been through, and telling y'all what I've learned from those moments. So I guess I'll start with, I was a freshman in college. You know, I was coming off of 4 years of being a pretty lost teenager in high school, surrounded by great people, but people that also pushed me to be, you know, not the wisest, not make the wisest decisions. And I think I was a little bit rash and impulsive in my decision making, was abusive of alcohol, drugs, etc. All those things kind of followed me to college, including my poor decision making skills. So when I got to college, I, you know, immediately sought out the party life. I immediately sought out the drugs, the alcohol, the girls, etc., like whatever it may have been. You know, that probably wasn't the best idea in hindsight. I probably should have started a new slate, found some great friends, some people that had similar interests to me. But instead, I just followed what I had been following all of high school, which was the thrill, the party, the whatever it was that fulfilled me on the surface, when realistically, none of those things ever fulfilled me. They were just momentary thrills, and they were just momentary, you know, pursuits of pleasure. But they were never long-standing. So my freshman year of college, I was driving on spring break to, you know, essentially go engage in a bunch of partying, make some more poor decisions, and I was arrested in the possession of cocaine. So while that is, you know, not to be taken lightly, I'm still here. I'm okay. I look at it as a giant learning moment, to say the least. It's one of the most pivotal moments, if not the most pivotal moment in my entire life. I had this moment where I was sitting literally at rock bottom in a concrete cage. And I just thought to myself, you know, is this what I want my life to be? Or am I meant for something bigger than this? I know that I'm capable of better than this, but, you know, am I desiring that for myself? And that was something that I wrestled with for a really long time, was, am I worthy of more than this? Is this what I want for myself? And I really had to make a choice to make some long-standing change in my life after that moment. So after that moment, you know, by the grace of God, by the resources that were provided to me, I was able to avoid jail time, but I was actually placed on a really strict probation, and that probation lasted a year long, and I was able to really clean up my act in that year. I was able to, you know, find and pursue this relationship with God, something that I had fallen away from for a very long time. And, you know, I think even in pursuing this relationship when I was a teenager, when I was a kid, it was very surface level, and it was very much like, oh, well, I am Catholic on Sunday, but I am none of those things that I believe for the rest of the 6 days of the week. And that was something that was really needing to change after this big pivotal moment. I realized that I was living this sort of double life that was fake, And I needed to dive wholly into one of the, you know, fully into one of those lives. I chose to dive fully into my pursuit of a relationship with Christ. And, you know, that's not to say that I'm perfect. It's not to say that, you know, that was the answer to all my problems, but it was definitely a start. And I think once I made that, you know, cognizant decision to turn away from the poor decisions that I was making, the things that were, you know, separating me from God, from my friends, from my parents, from love, from achieving my fullest self, which was, again, the partying, the drugs, the alcohol, all of that. But I think even more so than just, you know, following the party life and engaging in the normal high school behavior of drinking and, you know, maybe occasional drugs and going out on the weekends, I think my problem was actually much larger. And I'm able to reflect on that now and understand that now after some time of analyzing my past and realize that since I was a young kid, I felt other people's emotions much more than I think I should have. I don't think I was able to properly balance their affect in my own life. And I think that resulted in me turning towards illicit substances to escape or dissociate from those emotions. And those weren't just the emotions of other people, but the emotions of myself. I think I was so afraid for so long to feel my own emotions or to experience my own emotions that I became dependent on drugs and alcohol to escape those emotions and to totally avoid those emotions. And I think what that resulted in was a complete dependency on these substances, you know, so that I could survive, so that I could just get through the day, so that I could avoid having to deal with all the baggage that was my life. And I'm not saying that my life was terrible. You know, I had some familial issues. I had some relationship issues, some friendship issues, but I was just an angsty teenager that was characteristic of and experiencing the realities of a, you know, angsty teenager. And most of that was self-inflicted harm, self-inflicted damage. But more importantly, I think it was just that absolute dependence on these illicit substances to escape and to dissociate from those emotions that I was unwilling to feel or unwilling to experience. I was able to realize that I am meant for more than this. So that was my first step in changing my life. One of the greatest things that I learned from this, though, is that, you know, no matter where you are in life, whether you think you're at the lowest point possible, that you can't get out, that there's nothing you can do, is there's always up. You can always go up and you can always change your life. And it's easy at face value to, you know, say that, to take that. But coming from someone that has turned their life completely around, is now, you know, 3 years completely drug free, was at a point in college where they were suffering, making poor grades, making terrible decisions, you know, living recklessly, you can change and you can desire better for yourself. And I think what's important that we all know is that we are all meant for greatness. You know, not any one person's life is more valuable than another. And I think at the most fundamental level, we are instilled with dignity and we are deserving of respect from all humans. And we are all capable of, you know, achieving our fullest self. I think whatever it is that is your crutch in life, you know, that weighs you down, for me, that was explicit drugs. For you, that may be sex, that may be, you know, video games, that may be TV, whatever it is that, you know, is your, you are a slave to in life, you can turn away from that and you can start a new habit, replace that habit with a good habit and continue to make yourself better. I think one of the biggest things that I also learned is just how important and how impactful my life is on other people's lives, both in the positive and in the negative. So when I was at the height of my illicit substance use, I really tore apart some of the relationships that I had established. I really hurt a lot of people that I'm probably never going to make amends with, are people that will never understand how sorry I am for the things that I've done. But I think in understanding the gravity that my decisions have on other people, I was able to now come to this place 3 years later where I'm so aware, so self-aware of all the things that I say, all the things that I do and how they impact other people. And again, this isn't me like preaching from a high stool saying that I'm perfect or that I'm great at all these things. I think what's important with this is that you you only compare yourself to your previous self, and you only realize that growth is only possible from where you were prior. So now where I am, I'm able to see how I have profoundly impacted other people's lives in a positive manner. I don't want to push this podcast to be completely faith-based or religion-based or like evangelizing and trying to convert every single person that listens to this, but I think it would be doing a disservice to my faith and to my beliefs if I didn't tie that in and kind of explain that, you know, this love that we are granted unconditionally from God, we are in turn supposed to take that and grant that unconditionally to other humans. And I think once we accept that initial love, we're able to better return it to other people. That really resonated with me and was a really big challenge for me. But when it finally clicked and I was able to really comprehend what that meant, I was able to better love other people around me. I was able to better serve other people around me. And I was able to place myself second in a larger than normal context. But especially with the people that I love, I realized that, you know, I am second. I love you. We're all deserving of love and respect and dignity. And so that's what I have learned. I've learned also just how important we are in the grand scheme of life and how full of worth, I guess, that we are in the grand scheme of life. And we all have an impact in this world. We all play a role in this world, and we're all meant for greatness. We're all meant to do something great. So I think to take a brief pause and to let that sit, I'm going to go ahead and segue into my experimental of the next section. We'll come back and, you know, maybe talk about some more of the things that I've learned from that experience. But something that I've always kept present through all of this since I was a young kid was my love for music. I love music so much. I played the drums as a kid. I wish I still had my drum set. Sadly, my mom sold it when I went to college. But, you know, I think I really have an ear for music, and I really, really appreciate people's passion, their drive, their work ethic as artists. And I love not to critique that, but to admire that and to really highlight what people have done well. So like, for example, two of the albums that have come out in the last couple weeks, one being Pop Smoke, the other being Juice WRLD, both of whom have passed away. I think it's so sad and tragic to like truly comprehend that these people are gone at such a young age. I'm 21 years old and both of them were right around my age, you know, just beginning to start their lives as adults, just beginning to understand, you know, what life is, to find their footing in the world. And it's stripped away. It's stripped away so fast. But yeah, these two albums were incredible to me. I'm not the biggest fan of either of them. I love their craft. I love their sound. I wasn't like a diehard fan of either of them, but while listening to these two projects was truly, it was hard to do. It was beautiful. And I appreciate the production, the engineering, the lyrics, less so the lyrics than anything, but more so the sound, the emotion that is conveyed through these songs. And it's almost like you're looking into the past. They're still here through this music, and it's incredibly profound to listen to. But Pop Smoke had a song with 50 Cent, and I know just from reading about him that this was like his go-to man, like his idol, if you will, like the man that he looked up to be in the hip-hop industry. And it's crazy to see them team up on a song. Granted, it's after he's passed, but it's absurd how similar and how many qualities they share in their delivery as rappers. The same flow, sound, so unique. And I think truly Pop Smoke was the next version of 50 Cent for this generation. He had so much potential, so much promise, and he didn't even get to see the light of his first debut album release. It's incredible. Rappers that are huge, you know, admired him. Travis Scott took him under his wing, had love for him. Many people did features for him, including Quavo, Sway Lee, you know, Roddy Ricch. A bunch of big people hopped on this album, and they really made it incredible. They helped highlight his craft, his work, and how he made it come to life. And moving on into Juice WRLD's, like, again, this man, incredible. The interlude on the album gave me chills hearing other artists talk about him, his ability to freestyle, his ability to change flows and, you know, establish intricate thought patterns and ways of crafting these lyrics and these flows just straight off the top of his head. It's incredible to think about, because I don't know if y'all know this, but in order to freestyle, you have to have a certain level of brain capacity, as ridiculous as that sounds. Like, there is research that has been done that says that you have to think at so many words per minute, so many steps ahead, and the original thoughts just, they originate literally in a manner so fast that the normal brain really doesn't originate. And, you know, as I think lay people, we tend to dismiss this, or, you know, think of rappers, hip-hop artists as unintelligent because of maybe the lyrics they use or the lifestyles they lead. But something that we all need to truly understand is really how much of an art form it is. You know, this music is truly one of a kind. It's made unique through all the different sounds of these varying artists. And Juice WRLD was one of those. He was, you know, regarded as the greatest freestyler of all time. And he's like my age. What am I doing with my life? It's crazy to think about. He freestyled for literally an hour straight over many different beats, switching many different flows, and all of it is coherent, succinct thought patterns, none of it pre-written. And that's just absurd to think about. But yeah, listening to that album, especially for me, is incredible because he's one of those rappers that really meshed almost like a punk emo sound of rock with his guitar riffs, and he meshed that with his hip hop, his voice, his style, his sound. And I think that's beautiful. You know, it's so unique in that manner. And those are just two of the albums that have really resonated with me in the last couple of weeks. I'm really excited for the new music coming out, but yeah, these two albums, incredibly special from two late artists that were too young to have gone, had so much promise, so much potential, and it's really sad to see them go. You know, just to kind of tie things back in to the original learning things here, I think it's just so important, as cliche as it is to take things for what they are and to not, you know, take things for granted, to appreciate all that we have as people. Just listening to this podcast, you know, you can think, you know, thank God for this, or thank whoever, thank whatever, thank the world, thank the universe, thank whoever your being is in your life, what you believe in, thank that for being here, for being present, for having the opportunities, the ability to learn every day, the ability to grow every day, to share in communion with other humans, relationship, to grow, to stimulate yourself intellectually, to expand your mind, to consume information. But more importantly, I think just to love, to be here, to be present, to love other people around you, and to never take that for granted. The next time you will be hearing one of these episodes, I know it was a bit rough. It's only the first episode. Hopefully I'll get better as time goes on. I'll be able to expand a little bit more when I talk with people on my own experiences as well as theirs. And I hope that you all continue to tune in. You continue to, consume this form of entertainment. And I hope that you grow from this. I hope that you're able to reflect on your own experiences, reflect on the things that you've learned, and, reach out if you think that this is something that you want to be a part of. If you think that you have a story that's unique, or that someone needs to hear what you've learned from this, or, you know, how someone can grow from this, how someone can avoid this. I think that's something that is really valuable, is to, you know, not try to avoid all bad things in life, because I think where those bad things happen, or where those unfortunate things, those obstacles happen, that's where we grow as individuals. They're important to our development as humans, to the development of who we are as individual people. But I think, you know, to provide people with some guidance so that they don't have to suffer or learn in the same hardship manner that you have, I think that's really, really valuable. So again, if you like this podcast, if you're excited for it, if you're excited for me to be the host, you know, whatever it may be, just think about coming back next week, listening. Hopefully it'll be better by then. Hopefully we'll have a guest on. I'm sure we will. And until next time, signing off, it's Saul.